Unsolved brain complexity. Scientists now know that humans, chimpanzees, and pygmy chimpanzees share the same ancestor. However, a few million years ago, these three species began evolving in distinct ways. The biggest evolutionary shift towards Homo sapiens occurred between 75,000 and 100,000 years ago. Before that, early humans advanced simply, their weapons were basic and changed very little over time. The Great Leap transformed everything. During this period, humans developed advanced hunting techniques and started building and decorating their shelters. Although scientists are not entirely sure why this occurred, several theories exist. One theory suggests the Great Leap resulted from our increasing brain size. Our brains make us who we are, and human brains are about 3 times larger than those of our closest ancestors. Evolution of human intelligence. Our larger brain led to the development of various memory systems, shaping our evolution into the individuals we are today. Humans have 2 main systems of memory and learning. The episodic system is our basic memory shared with animals. The mimetic system, unique to humans, allows us to learn by imitating others. Interestingly, most apes lack this ability to copy behavior from others. We have 2 crucial systems that evolved alongside language, the mythic system and the theoretic system. These systems distinguish us by allowing the sharing and storage of knowledge through written language. It is these systems that make humans significantly more intelligent than any other species. The theory of 4 drives explains human behavioral motivations. The development of language and complex memory systems doesn't fully explain the Great Leap yet. It remains somewhat mysterious to us, leaving ample space for alternative theories. Certain innate skills encoded in our genes might have spurred the Great Leap. In a study on this, children and adults were shown photos of different places and asked where they would prefer to live. Surprisingly, none chose to live in a harsh desert, even though they had never experienced desert conditions themselves. We possess instincts to choose suitable living environments, aiding our survival effectively, and potentially contributing to major advancements like the Great Leap. The best explanation for the Great Leap lies in understanding the 4 drives that guide human behavior. We are fundamentally motivated by 4 things: the drive to acquire, the drive to bond, the drive to learn, and the drive to defend. These drives shape our choices and actions. Evolution of human motivation. Before the Great Leap, humans were mainly driven by the urge to get and the urge to protect. However, during this pivotal period, these drives were joined by 2 additional primary motivations. Human beings gained an edge over other animals by learning from each other and forming alliances, unlike most animals that solely focus on acquiring food and defending themselves. This social behavior strengthened their communities and significantly influenced their development. Let's explore how each of the 4 drives shapes how people act in today's world. 1. Desire for possessions and status drives us. Our desire to acquire things can override our logical thinking. It's not just about wanting food or stuff, it also drives us to pursue social status. Ferraris, for instance, represent status and satisfy our need for speed, showcasing wealth. In the past, our ancestors didn't have Ferraris, but they displayed social standing differently. For example, higher status individuals ate first, giving them a better chance to survive and pass on their genes. Our ancestors' basic emotions still influence us today. That's why sometimes you might devour an entire bag of chips, even though you know it's not good for you. They had to grab fatty foods whenever they could find them. 2. Endless desire for more. The urge to accumulate also drives us to possess more possessions than those around us. Humans are never satisfied. Even something as exciting as winning the lottery would lose its appeal if it happened frequently. Our desire for possessions isn't just about having them. It's about having more than others around us. This is why something like a Ferrari is so highly prized. In a study, a participant was given $10 and asked to decide how to split it with a partner. The partner could either accept or reject the offer. If rejected, both would lose the money. Partners often declined offers under $4, seemingly illogical as they missed out on free money. This choice stemmed from a desire to compete rather than gain. Turning down money was a way to prevent their partner from having more. 3. Innate human need for social bonding. The happiness and love we experience with our family stem from satisfying our natural urge to bond. This desire evolved because it increased our chances of having children. Raising a child is hard work, and having help from others, especially a child's mother, increases the chances of the child surviving. Personal relationships are driven by our need to connect with others and our desire to achieve. Team sports illustrate this well. Team sports help us bond with teammates, promoting collaboration. At the same time, our competitive spirit drives us to excel. The drive to acquire and the drive to bond can clash. In such situations, we must prioritize. Thankfully, human evolution helps us make mostly good choices. For instance, imagine you're a business manager facing financial struggles. To stabilize finances, you could fire a certain employee, even though you like them. Here, your need to gain and your attachment are at odds. You must consciously choose which matters more. Our drive to connect isn't just about love. Feeling part of a group makes us feel special, but it also sets us apart from others. This difference often leads to social conflicts, creating an us versus them mindset. Known as the dyadic instinct, it can result in discrimination and persecution. For human learning is driven by innate curiosity. Remember the last time you wanted to understand something new? Right now, as you're reading this, it's probably easy to recall. Humans are curious because of the information gap. This means we feel driven to learn whenever we encounter new information. This gap makes us uncomfortable because it shows what we don't know. To get rid of this uneasy feeling, we seek to learn more. If someone performs an amazing magic trick and you don't know how it's done, you'll likely pester them until they spill the secret, because you want to fill the gap in your knowledge. All humans possess a natural urge to learn. That's why every society has created stories about how the world began and what happens after death. People seek answers to life's mysteries. Learning not only helps us anticipate the future and improve efficiency, but also enables us to predict outcomes and learn from our mistakes. For example, if someone cheats on their partner and it ruins their relationship, they'll likely learn not to repeat such actions. Moreover, companies can enhance employee satisfaction by integrating learning into the workplace. Research indicates that individuals find greater enjoyment in their jobs when they have opportunities to learn and exchange new ideas. Instinct to protect activates on threat perception. Our instinct to protect ourselves and what we value is fundamental. When we feel threatened, our immediate response is to fight or flee. This instinctual reaction, rooted in our need to survive, was the first to develop in humans. Over time, it evolved alongside other drives. Depending on the situation, our defense drive triggers various actions. For example, when our belongings are at risk, it intertwines with our drive to acquire, causing increased heart rate and muscle tension. These physical responses prepare us to escape from danger. When a relationship feels threatened, our instinct to protect ourselves aligns with our desire to connect. This often leads us to confront the source of the threat directly. Just like our other instincts, the urge to defend has its downsides, like when it escalates into war. However, its core is about protection, not aggression. Wars usually begin with ambitions to acquire, triggering defensive responses. Yet, there are peaceful ways to fulfill our ambitions. By promoting trade and cooperation instead of conquest, we can all achieve our goals without the need for defense. People naturally seek bonds with others. When we feel part of the same community, even from a distance, bonds form. Today, many political groups are growing larger. The United States started small but expanded into one big country, and Europeans saw themselves as part of the EU. Maybe one day, we'll all see everyone in the world as part of a single large group. Drives and emotions dictate behavior. Our behaviors are heavily influenced by four basic drives, which are closely tied to our emotions. Emotions stem from these drives. For instance, feeling loved satisfies our bonding drive, while achieving our learning drive can make us feel intrigued or proud. Beyond these, emotions vary widely, shaped by intricate brain processes. When we perceive something through our senses, like spotting a long-desired bike on sale, the information flows to our limbic system, where these drives reside. There, it triggers emotions linked to the active drive, such as excitement in this case. Your brain processes decisions in two main stages. First, in the prefrontal cortex, where you decide how to respond based on past experiences stored in your long-term memory. Once you've decided, this information travels back through your limbic system to the motor centers of your body, enabling you to physically carry out your chosen action. This entire process is what we call behavior. Enhance efficiency through employee drive satisfaction. Understanding our basic instincts can optimize how we run organizations. Employees perform best when all their needs are met. Building a successful company or NGO starts by satisfying four key drives: bonding, acquiring, learning, and defending. Encourage teamwork to fulfill the bonding drive, but ensure teams don't compete. It's crucial for employees to feel connected to the entire organization, not just their department. This approach promotes a cohesive and effective workplace environment, essential for both businesses and nonprofit organizations. Employees need chances to learn new skills and absorb fresh information, keeping their enthusiasm high. If work becomes monotonous, they lose interest. Applying the four-drive theory in business not only boosts employee satisfaction but also enhances customer experience. For instance, in a smartphone company, what brings customers back? They seek quality products, drive to acquire, and value excellent service, drive to bond, ensuring they return to trusted brands. Engage customers with a fresh, innovative product that sparks their curiosity and desire to learn. Ensure it's dependable too. Customers expect their phone to function flawlessly, or they'll be unhappy. If they feel deceived about their purchase, they'll defend their money fiercely. Key points. 1. Humans diverged from chimpanzees and pygmy chimpanzees, leading to a transformative great leap 75,000 to 100,000 years ago. 2. This leap advanced hunting, shelter building, and memory systems like episodic and mimetic. 3. Human intelligence evolved with language and memory, enabling knowledge sharing through mythic and theoretic systems. 4. Four drives, acquire, bond, learn, defend, guide human behavior across history and in daily life. 5. Balancing these drives optimizes organizational efficiency, enhances employee satisfaction, and boosts customer engagement. 6. Human behavior is shaped by innate instincts and emotional responses tied to these drives, influencing social dynamics. 7. Understanding these developments aids in steering through personal and professional challenges, promoting learning and adaptive behaviors.